And he was left then in the early 50s, in the time of my very early childhood, as a very unemployed actor, because, of course, there was barely anything for him to do on television. He'd be, you know, playing various sort of Middle Eastern potentates or strange man and strange, you know, some strange person as a sort of extra, you know what I mean? But no real parts. And
so, what was his name?
His name was Bakshi Prem.
Yeah.
In fact, he's turned up now because he had so many very long... you know, he did actually work for quite a... but in these very small parts. And I never knew very much what they were, but I noticed that they've turned up on IMDb now. You know, as like, you know, One Day in the Saint or The Protectors or something that I vaguely remember happening. And also the other thing is that when they did do a thing like Kipling... series of Kipling, you know, we did quite well out of that because he got a long run in the series. Most of the main parts were all played by blacked up white actors. So anyway, I was very acutely aware of this all the time. So obviously, as soon as I saw this, I thought, you know, this is an opportunity to put some actual real Indian people with a real Indian story to reflect the life that's going on, since that was the brief of what we were supposed to be doing. It seemed to me the place to start. So I talked to Barry and to David, and they said, yes, fine, off you go, do it. And but then, of course, there were no writers. Because, you know, there wasn't anybody who could actually... I mean, there were Indian writers, but nobody was writing that kind of thing, or looking... There was nobody... Because the whole phenomenon of the... multicultural, you know, huge presence of Indians or Pakistanis in British cities, it wasn't like it is now.
No.
So although it was huge, people hadn't really kind of, you know... So anyway, I decided to write it myself. And I had spent some time in India when I was 18. I didn't grow up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been very friendly with... well, through a person, an actor who'd worked with my father, who had a daughter and a niece who were my age. He'd become a very big, a seriously big Indian movie star, and I hung out with them in Bombay and spent a lot of time getting very, very interested, going to the studios in Bombay. So I knew a lot about the Indian film industry. Again, it seems quite sort of matter-of-fact now because everybody knows about Bollywood, but it was much less so then. So when I decided to put the Bollywood... That's why I was very familiar with it. I'd seen loads and loads of Bollywood films and knew all about them and knew all about that world. And it was, you know, the big cinema was there in Birmingham where everybody... It was a big focus of attention. So I decided... That's why I decided... To use that, yes. And so that's how it came about. That's how I wrote Touch of Eastern Promise.
Yes.
Which kicked off, and I really do think, I mean, I've said this now a few times because it keeps coming up when we have these discussions, and even when we went up to Stourbridge and we talked, with the, and they were showing all these things like Club Havana and all these other things and gangsters and all that. And they said, you know, how is it that you did this very diverse... work in when you were in, not me personally, but the whole department. And I think it's because I'm not saying that it was entirely because of me, but I think that it just opened everybody's eyes.